Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and I help female entrepreneurs to start and scale the online marketing for their business so that they can live a life of time and freedom with confidence. In today's episode, we'll be looking at how to write blog posts faster in 11 easy steps. Are you ready? Let's get into it. Have you ever wanted to write blog posts faster, but you thought that it's not possible because you're afraid the quality would not be good? As a blogger or small business owner, you only have so many hours in the day to get stuff done. In fact, if your blog is just a side hustle, then the struggle will be to find time to write regularly. Tell me if this process sounds familiar. You think of a topic, then do some research in terms of the competition and gathering the statistics. Next up, you write the first 500 words, but get distracted with other urgent or pressing matters in life or at work. A few days later, you write another 500 words. It may seem like a chore, as you thought that writing this topic would be fun. Finally, you rush the last 500 to 1,000 words as the publish date is approaching and you need to get this post completed. If you wish that there was a better way, a faster way to get your content created, then keep listening as I might just have a solution for you. Okay, so goals and objectives. Creating content regularly is hard work for you as a blogger or small business owner. I am not going to pretend that it is all very easy as pie. In fact, it makes me sad when brands approach me via email asking me to link out to their content from an existing post with no benefit to my business at all. What's worse is that they want to pay $20 for a sponsored post. $20! That price is downright crazy considering the amount of work that goes into a single blog post. So if anyone approaches you and want to pay you $20, forget it. The minimum should be $250. Anyway, I digress. Over the years, I've learned that understanding the goal or objective of each piece of content helps me to create the content faster. In other words, decide on what the goal is for that specific piece of content. It will help you to write or create it quickly. Your goal could be, for example, to grow an email list, increase sales to your entry-level product or offer, or to raise awareness of your products or services. The good news is that you get to decide on a single goal for each blog post all by yourself. When it comes to topic research, it is so easy to run off and start writing when you choose a topic for your blog post. However, doing some level of research will improve the quality of that particular post. Depending on your chosen topic, it will be a good idea to do a little bit of digging. Check out the topic on several different platforms to get a feel of the user intent for each topic. For example, while doing research for this particular podcast, I made an interesting discovery. Would you like to know what it is? There are many searches for writing blog posts faster as well as creating content faster. In other words, it's not about just writing blog posts. It's all about creating content. Some searchers were also very interested in creating good quality blog posts fast. The moment that you believe that you know everything about a topic and you don't need to do any research is the very moment you have deprived your readers and listeners of what I can call valuable aha moments. Use your research time to gather statistics, examples, and even case studies to help bring home the point that you're trying to make. Next up, we have write an outline. So it has been in my experience that when I write an outline for a blog post that I can speed up the chances of writing content quicker. Writing an outline not only helps you ensure that you did not forget something from the content, but it also gives you a bit of structure. I like the fact that when I write out an outline, I can clearly see, gaps within the actual content that I'm about to write or create. I can see stuff like missing paragraphs in the content as well. After writing an outline, you will have a clear idea about which areas you need to do more research on compared to others. 1 to 2 days after writing an outline, you will notice that even more ideas pop into your head about what to include or even how to reorganize it. Remember to include an introduction as well as a conclusion in your post outline. Read content every day. So initially, this may sound a little bit counterproductive, but hear me out for a second. Have you ever noticed that when you are reading an article or piece of content or post, it gives you ideas for similar articles? There is a reason why Warren Buffett advises that everyone should read 500 pages a day. You may not retain all the information, but key points will stand out. You may not be able to read 500 pages a day right now, but start with 5 pages and work your way up. I got so many ideas from reading over the years. I have hundreds, if not thousands of pages, articles, posts stored in my bookmark manager. While reading the same book for a few weeks can be somewhat boring, instead try reading several blog posts daily. Take advantage as well of audiobooks, as well as they can help you consume books much quicker. Socializing offline and online. So there is no need to become a complete bookworm and hide out like Harry Potter under the stairs. You can also get a lot of ideas by socializing with friends and family. In case you find yourself in a situation where you are short on time, remember you can always join several Facebook groups. Getting ideas from Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter is not something that is sort of uncommon. So feel free to also conduct a bit of market research while you are on Facebook and stay away from those big rabbit holes where you start off looking at one little thing and next thing you know, 500 comments later, you're still on Facebook, killing off the time that you wanted to save in the first place. Okay, so creating the first draft. After completing all your research, it is time to create your first draft. Depending on your circumstances, you can either write it or, better yet, dictate the first draft. Recently, I met an elderly mental health professional who dictated everything for his entire career using a dictaphone. He now needs to learn how to use the computer, and he's finding it extremely difficult. I discovered some technology in the last few days that would make life easier not only for him, but for all of my fellow bloggers. Did you know that there are 5 to 6 apps that you can use to dictate your blog post instead of writing it? If you ever found yourself in a situation where you don't have access to a computer to write a blog post, then consider dictation. Let's look at a list of dictation apps that you can use from your smartphone to create content on the go. So in order for a dictation app to make this particular shortlist, it must be flexible enough to give you the ability to record on the fly and easily export the recording in text format. Now, I did come across a lot of dictation apps, but many of them only gave you the audio version, and it means that you still have to actually type it out, the type of the text that matches the audio. But these specific ones, this list of 3 that I'm about to give you, actually give you both in text and audio format. So number 1 on the list is one called Reason 8, number 2 is Otter, and number 3 is Scribby, and that's S-C-R-I-B-Y. So let's look at Reason 8. Reason 8. So this is an app that is designed to take in-person meeting notes. So you can't really do it like if you have a team that you've outsourced and you're doing a virtual meeting. This one is more of an in-person thing. But we're going to only be using this, or the reason why we're looking at it is for recording your blog posts. So it is perfect for in-person meeting notes. Nothing beats having a meeting with yourself and taking notes. The good news is that it comes with a free forever plan that allows you to record 15 minutes at a time with an unlimited number of meetings. It is available for both iOS and Android devices. The recordings can also easily be downloaded as audio or transcript. Next up, we've got Otter, and that's otter.ai. So I heard about Otter from one of my coaches, so I just had to take a peek and see, you know, what it's all about. It's available for both iOS and Android. Again, it comes with 600 minutes free transcription meeting notes every single month. What I found interesting is that you also have the ability to import audio and video. So if you use another app to record it, like Evernote, it allows you to do voice notes. You can import the audio from Evernote into Otter.ai. You can also generate a summary of keywords and even search by keywords, which is amazing. You can export in audio or text format as well. Scribi is up next, and Scribi seems to be only available on Android devices. However, it also integrates with 15 other applications like Asana, Evernote, and Trello. It's their personal use plan actually has a free forever account. It even comes with meeting templates if this is something that you find useful. All right, so those are the list of dictation apps. And next we have, in terms of being able to write blogs faster, another idea that I've come up with this particular podcast episode is content creation. Have you ever come across a piece of content that is so good that you want to incorporate it into a blog post or for your audience? Well, the fact is that taking a small section of someone else's blog post and adding your twist to it is totally legal and above board. The process is known as content curation, and you will see it on several other blogs like Chasing Foxes, Mashable, Social Media Today, and many, many other blogs. The key to doing it correctly and not getting into trouble is by repackaging a small piece of existing content but adding value to it. Also ensure that you give credit back to the content originator, or the person who actually wrote the original piece of content. A great example where it saves you time is by using comprehensive statistics. So I don't know if you've ever come across any of those blogs that has, like, for example, blogging statistics or podcast statistics or content marketing statistics or social media statistics. Those are really good that you can use that information to curate, and it actually saves you a whole lot of time of going and doing the research yourself. Or something like an infographic, for example, that's created by someone else. You can actually incorporate that into your post and obviously give credit back to the owner and then add value or expand on it even more than the original piece of content. Next up, we've got Edit Later, a massive, massive time saver when it comes to creating content faster is by choosing to edit the written version later. You will lose a lot of time and energy if you try to create and edit at the same time or even on the same day. Personally, I find it very beneficial to write out everything I want to say on one day, then come back in 24 to 48 hours to do my edits. Of course, it is humanly possible to write and edit on the same day, but there are so many things that you will miss while doing your edit on the same day. It's almost as if you give your brain a rest from the first draft with all the errors. Doing the edit later is like having a fresh pair of eyes going over that piece of content that you wrote. Okay, next up we've got create a mind map. You're probably wondering if I have gone completely mad, but keep listening so I can explain this concept. As part of your website optimization strategy, this is nothing to do with SEO, search engine optimization, or this is just website optimization, You should have a mind map outlining the topology of your website or blog. At the risk of losing you altogether, let me explain it from a content marketing perspective. Each blog post, or even each piece of content that you create, should be part of an overall sales funnel, which normally looks something like this. So I know you're listening to a podcast, so I'm going to explain it. I have a diagram in front of me here. Think of it as an upside-down triangle where the tippy-top point of the triangle is down below. So it's like a funnel, like a, you know, one of those things that you use to pour liquid into from a bigger jar into a smaller jar, so like a funnel. And at the very top of the funnel, I've got the sources of traffic to your website or blog, which is like organic traffic, like in SEO, paid ads, referrals, events, blog, and social media. On the next level down on the funnel, so I have four different levels on this funnel. I've got freebie, cheat sheets, workbooks, reports, and white papers. Next level down, I've got low-cost product or service. And then next level down, I've got core product or service or signature product. And next level down is revenue. So if you would like to have a look at this diagram when you get a chance and you're back at your computer, head on over to successunscrambled.com/write-blog-post-faster. And that's write-blog-post-posts-faster. And you'll actually be able to access the show notes for this particular episode then. All right. So your customer journey consists of normally five different stages, just generally speaking. And the stages are awareness, interest, consideration, conversion, and retention. Again, all of this is written down in the show notes. It is during the stage called interest. So you have awareness, interest, consideration, conversion, retention. So during the stage called interest, where your blog posts come in handy to help move them along to the next two stages, which is consideration and conversion. So when you look at the buyer journey, I again have another diagram here. You need to head over to the show notes at successunscrambled.com/write-blog-posts-faster. That's write-blog-posts. That's plural posts-faster. And again, I've got another upside-down triangle for the typical buyer journey. And I can list it out there. You have the five different stages: awareness, interest, consideration, conversion, and retention. So for each stage, I've also given you a rough idea of the type of content you will actually find or use in terms of the marketing process at each stage. So in the awareness stage, we've got images, short videos, and GIFs. At the interest stage, we've got blogs, longer videos, and podcasts. During the consideration phase, you've got webinars, case studies, testimonials. Conversion stage, you've got case studies, masterclass, five-day challenges, and retargeting. And then at the retention stage, we've got rewards, reviews, and discounts. So that's what a typical buyer journey would look like. And as you can see, at each stage of the journey, there are several different pieces of content that will get your buyer through to each phase of the content or of your journey. So typically your blog posts should lead them to a webinar or an ebook or other freebies, which then leads them to a masterclass, a case study, or a five-day challenge. The masterclass or five-day challenge is designed to convert them into customers. So in other words, by creating a mind map, you will know the journey your buyer will take and even when, or should I say even where, they will be coming from at the awareness stage. So, you know, just bear in mind, you might need to re-listen to this section of the podcast again, but that's totally fine because it's all downloadable. The next stage then is a call to action. It is super duper important to include a call to action on as many blog posts as you possibly can, even if it means adding it at a later date. Remember that it only takes one reader to move through the buyer journey to become a customer. Think of your blog post as several fishing rods hanging off a small boat on a very large lake filled with fish. If there is no bait at the end of the rod, you will not catch any fish. The call to action can range from simply things like checklists all the way up to webinars. After creating your mind map and seeing the big picture, you will know where each blog post fits into the grand scheme of things. Using a plugin like Ad Inserter will help you save a lot of time implementing a call to action. This is especially true if you have a signature freebie for the majority of your blog posts. All right, so write blog posts faster. Here is the step-by-step guide. Let's take all this information that we've just, heard throughout this entire episode and break them down into steps so that you are not more confused when compared to when you've just first started listening to this particular podcast. Step one, decide on your goals and objectives. Step two, create a mind map of the buyer journey. Step three, conduct topic research. Step four, read content in your niche. So things that's happening in your niche. Step five, socialize with potential customers and partners. Step six, generate the first draft. Step seven, dictate the post if this is a quicker way for you to do it. Step eight, consider content curation. Step nine, edit later. Step 10, include a call to action and connect to the overall buyer journey. So you're collecting this new blog post that you've written to the overall buyer journey or to your sort of mind map. And step 11, schedule your post. Now, obviously, you can do it just as it's written here or even just as I said it, or you can, change that up more or less to the way you actually work. But at least this gives you like a skeleton or even a framework where you can work off of this and tweak it according to your particular needs. At first glance, it may seem to be a lot to accomplish to write a blog post faster. But do remember that you only need to create your mind map once, and deciding on your goals and objectives is something which is done annually or quarterly. So now that you have a good idea of what you need to do to create content faster, it is up to you to tweak it to suit the way you work. Once it becomes a habit, you will notice over time that it takes less time for you to write a blog post. In fact, you will create shortcuts to getting everything done faster without compromising on quality. Remember to check out a post that I have written about that shows you how to come up with ideas for popular blog posts fast. I've left the link in the show notes. If you have never spent time to consider your buyer journey before, now is a good time to revamp the process so that you can get a higher return on your investment of time. So, over to you. What hacks have you used or are you using to write blog posts faster? Do share your ideas in the comments on the show notes, which is found at successunscrambled.com/write-blog-post-faster. And that's write-blog-post-faster-faster. All right. So remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. If you're a food blogger looking for blog post ideas, then you should take a look at this resource. I've left the link in the show notes. Are you a lifestyle blogger? You need to get out of a rut and come up with your sort of ideas for the next 12 months, then grab these ideas. I left a link in the show notes. Do you want to take advantage of some hacks to create better blog headlines? Then you will need to drink up all the information that you can find And this resource, I've left a link in the show notes. If you're a startup or small business and you need to hire a virtual assistant to complete tasks such as social media marketing, blogging, keyword research, or Pinterest account management, then take a look at the packages I have available. Again, I've left the link in the show notes. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.